Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Code. I am your hostess, Imaj, all day. I have my co-hosts on the line, Medusa and Andre. What's good, my good people?
Hey, y'all. What's up?
Hey. Hoo-wee. This Friday is finally here. Yes, the weekend is upon us. I feel like this weekend lasted so goddamn long.
Girl, what you been saying?
Oh, my God. Oh, so, horrible. I'm going to sit here with my... So, Adventures in the Total Wine, before we even get started. They have this little setup for Valentine's Day, right? With all this rosé and stuff. Why do they have some Angry Orchard rosé? Now, if y'all know me well enough to know, that's my beer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm killing Angry Orchard.
So,
girl, I'm thinking that's what I'm drinking
so
tonight. Angry
good.
Orchard. Angry Orchard Rosé. That's what I'm drinking tonight. So I don't even know how many of them bottles I'm going to take tonight. But that's what I'm drinking. I hope that everybody else has grabbed their drink because it's been a long week. And Hoes is out of
Sealed
pocket.
By Stella Rose, Moscato, Diasti.
Dre, what you drinking tonight? What you drinking tonight, friend?
Brown Patron.
Yeah.
They have brown Patron. Wow, learn something new every day.
I ain't never in my life. I gotta go by the alphabet store tomorrow. If I see it, I'll believe it. So let's just jump on into the disclosure here tonight. We drink, we cuss, we say inappropriate things. We are your inappropriate-ass friends on Friday night. So we understand that sometimes we may not be somebody's cup of tea, but we're Hennessy to somebody else. So
yes,
tonight, we are talking about some pop culture stuff, and we're going to talk about some relationship stuff. What y'all want to start with first tonight?
Relationship.
Y'all want to start with Uncle Quincy, or do y'all want to start with the inbox? Which y'all want to do? Let's do relationship. Say Quincy for last. Okay, we're going to say Quincy for last. Okay, so I was having a conversation earlier this week with a person, and I made a comment of, you know, Rihanna is bad. She got old, you know, that's what I said to I said this to the person, right? And I was like, Rihanna is a bad chick. And I was like, oh, I see why you like her. You know, I see why. They was like, what you mean? Do you like women or something? And I was like, what? So let's talk about how and why do people think this when another woman can appreciate the assets of another woman?
I don't know what that's about. I mean, this is the thing that I don't understand. Like, if somebody got a fat ass, if you're going to see it. You know what I mean? It's not like you can just be like, oh, you can't see it. You're going to see it. You know what I mean? So it's just like, if a person, if you're able to notice, if you see those things about people and you're like, whoa, you know, I see why, you know, everybody's always up in her face and blah, 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 this, that, and the other. You know what I mean? I honestly don't think that there's anything wrong with it. People just take stuff and run with it and make it so weird and so awkward. You know what I mean? I think we are so homophobic in this society on both things. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody's so worried about, ooh, is somebody, you know what I mean? Like, why? Don't, what's the point? You know what I mean? Like, they just take shit to a whole nother level, and it's just ignorant, and I just think it's stupid. You know what I mean? It's just like, it's, so what's the difference between noticing that somebody's attractive? You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, she's very pretty. She's beautiful. You know what I mean? It's just like, what's the,
right.
To me, what's the difference? If I see a sister and I'd be like, oh my gosh, she is absolutely beautiful. Does that mean I like girls? No, I'm just saying that that's a beautiful person.
Woman.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? You're giving somebody a compliment. You're complimenting something about somebody. And I think for men, especially, it's an issue because, you know what I'm saying, men feel like it's too macho to give a brother a compliment. You know what I'm saying? If you see a, you know what I'm saying, it does not make you gay to see your homeboy or see somebody that's, you know, and be like, dang, you know, brother was killing the game. You know, that suit was tight. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't feel like there's an issue with that. But, I think it's just because so many people are so, you know, we try to say that we are tolerant of people's preferences and things like that, but yet our actions and the things that we say as a result of the things that other people say or do, you know what I mean, got us out here looking like, okay, yeah, you're not tolerant at all. You just have an issue. Something's wrong with you. You're just taking this and running with the shit, and it's just unnecessary. So that's my thing.
Right. What do you think, Dre?
Well, women can get away with it because y'all can give compliments and be like, girl, your hair is this and your nails is this and, you know what I'm saying, and she'll be like, thank you, whatever. But men, if we do it, we got to, like, say it, like, in a joking kind of matter. You know what I'm saying? We can't just walk up to a motherfucker like, nigga. Man, your ass is looking fat in that suit.
No, that's a dope suit. You know what I'm saying?
But sometimes, like, you damn, nigga, you get the outfit at, man? Like, your outfit is slamming. But some dudes take it as, okay, motherfucker, you all on my outfit. I don't want you going to get it because I don't want you jocking my shit. You know what I'm saying? Or they'll be like I got a couple homeboys that damn, they'll compliment me on my cologne because they love my shit. They'll be like, yo, I need that shit right there. I mean, I know the damn girls love that shit, but I won't tell them what it is. Oh, man, you a hater. I ain't trying to be gay. You a hater, man. You don't want nobody else to get it. Then when I tell them what it is, and then I tell them, show them the price and shit, they be like, oh, hell no, I ain't spending no $200. Hell no, I ain't spending no $80. Like, you asked. You know what I'm saying? That's why I didn't want to tell you, because I knew you were going to say some outrageous shit. But it's like, if I see somebody wearing something like a dope outfit, I'll be like, damn, nigga, you casket sharp. You know what I'm saying? You clean in the bar. I said,
not
like that.
Not a casket sharp.
You know what I'm saying?
You know how some women
walk up to the girl, they got to touch on your shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, God, look at your shit. Like, they touch their hair and all that bullshit. Like, because, like, I remember when I had my locks, and, like, my locks, my dress was long as shit. They were past my ass. And chicks, the first thing they want to do is touch your hair when you got real long dress and they look good. Like, oh my gosh, your hair! Like, they just want to grab your hair and play with it. I didn't like that shit. And so, you know, sometimes females will be like, oh my God, girl, like, they look at your outfit and you got to touch your feeling and all that bullshit. Can't do that with no dude. You must want to go up to a dude be like, nigga, and try to, like, brush their shoulders or some shit. Like, nigga, you get that dust off your shoulder. You're killing them. Motherfucker, look at you like you fucking crazy. It's just like, we went to a party here. And one of the dudes that throws the party, he seen this guy come in, and the dude had his, I think he had, like, the back of his shirt was untucked, and the tie was, like, crooked. So he went over there, tucked his damn shirt in, fixed his tie. He's like, man, look presentable. And the dude was looking at him like, the dude was looking at him like, what the fuck? The dude was like, what the fuck just happened?
Oh, wow. And then, man, that was a little much.
But the thing is, he saved him because, like, his shirt was like, it looked like he had just got through shitting and he didn't tuck his shirt in and he was looking real sloppy. So basically, you know what I'm saying? He was like, yo, I'm going to teach you because he's supposed to be so called fashion guru or whatever. So he was like, yo, man, get your shit right. There's a lot of ladies in here tonight.
What are we talking about? What are we talking about? Shit in there. Shit in one.
Not that fool. But it's just like him. You know what I'm saying? Like Shitty Wine. Like the dude, we call him Shitty Wine because he looks like he favors Genuine. But me and my homeboy seen him playing basketball in college, and he played for the team. And he was nervous, and he shit on himself, and the jersey was white, and you could see the shit stain. So we just started calling him Shitty Wine, me and my boy, and it stuck. So when we see him, you know what I'm saying? We laugh and joke, you know what I'm saying? We clown him and shit. But he was one of the models on. He used to be a model on the Spring Bling thing they used to have on BET, right? And so motherfuckers would see him. I was like, oh man, he old pretty boy. Blah 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 blah. You know what I'm saying? They were dissing. But, I mean, I ain't getting it, but, like the nigga look like Genuine. You know, most chicks think the nigga Genuine look good.
Right.
So, you know, go figure. Give the man his props. I mean, he all buff and shit, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, but the funny part about him, he's supposed to be this lady killer, but when he get around a certain somebody, I ain't saying no names, but she on his phone, he locks up. They don't know what to say. He turns into a fucking chap.
Wow.
Wow. I don't know why. I'm an old pussycat.
Wow.
But I mean, you know, this is like, you know how, like, ladies could be in the club or whatever. Yes, we're going to compliment each other. Me, I don't mind telling somebody where I got something from. Because 9 times out of 10, you're probably not going to see me in it again. I'm real picky like that. Like, if you're going to an
event, I don't want nobody in the club smelling like me.
Not like if we're going, let's say me and Dre are going to an event, it's very rare that you see me wear the same thing twice to an event. Very rare. Because my closet is full of all types of extraordinary things that I just don't wear. I just pull them out and be like, oh, wait a minute, I forgot this was here. But I don't mind telling somebody where I got it from. Now, what I do have a problem with is when you do go somewhere and you get something from one of my favorite stores or whatever, and you fuck it up. Then that's where I have a problem. That's where I have a problem. But I don't mind doing that. And
I don't like nobody.
And so what's so crazy also is that, like, if you see me with me and my female friends, all of my friends are busty. We all got big tits. We always, but if you catch us and we've been drunk, we probably done poked each other in the titty a couple of times. Because they're like, why you got your titties out tonight? You just poke her in it. I'm guilty of it. I do it all the time. Ask my best friend, Renata. I do it to her every time. Why you got your titties out today? And poke her right in them. But that doesn't make me Jay. Like, it doesn't make me like women. Like, that's how close me and my friends are. You know what I'm saying? And it's not so wrong of me to be like, oh, well, dang, she do got a fat ass. If you see it, you notice it, okay, fine.
Exactly.
It's fine. It's okay. I don't want her to put her bucks in my face. You know what I'm saying? I can
yeah,
go
people
to the
just be doing the most.
The stripper dance. Like, I can sit there and watch the stripper dance all day, and I say, you got to come over there and talk to me. First of all, I'm only here for the food and the drink. Okay? This is what I'm here for.
Mm-hmm.
I done seen an ass like that before on another stage. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it don't bother me none. And it was so funny because one of my friends, friends used to work as a bartender in a strip club. She'd be like, hey, come up here. I'm like, girl, sure. Drinks and food. This is what I'm here for. And some music. I don't care if Champagne Sally is over there shaking her ass. I don't care.
Right. Right.
You know what I'm saying? But it doesn't make me no different than anybody else. I can appreciate the beauty of another female. It's beautiful.
Right.
We are made in so many different ways and shapes and sizes that our beauty is just that.
Right.
And I was like, I'm sitting there like, did you really just ask me that? And I had to get them to clarify on some of the words they were using, and I was like, that. I said, what makes you think that? Because I said she's thick. She had on a swimsuit. Hell, when I put on a swimsuit, my friend had told me, girl, your ass is big in that swimsuit. Yes. Like, you know, that we can say that to each other. I don't want no man be like, man, them boxer shorts look good. Oh, no, we're not talking about that. But, like, it's just something that we're comfortable. It don't have to mean anything. Like, I'm comfortable in my skin. I know what I got. And a lot of times, that's why I'm not tripping over no other female, because you got the same shit I got. Unless you got some extra shit, you got the same thing I got. Yours might just be a little bit bigger than mine. Mine might be a little bigger than yours.
Mm-hmm.
But we all got the same thing. I don't get it. If I done seen one pair of ass and titties, I done seen them all. You know what I'm saying? Like, if it's not going to bother me. But it's just, I was just like, this conversation is doing the most. Even though I appreciate that person for just having a conversation, because that's what our conversation of the week was. Like, we have conversations of the week. And so, it was only because I saw a picture on Instagram, and then I was like, and I sent it to him. I was like, I see why you like Rihanna. Shorty got a ass on her. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know.
But, well, that's just like yesterday, like the shit that happened to me yesterday when old dude called my phone. Because, like, I seen the number, and I was like, I ain't answering this shit. That's a damn bill collector, because them motherfuckers been calling me all week. They done swapped the number up on my ass. So when I got
the message, got a loco.
Yeah, so when I got the message, he was like, yo, I seen some of your videos and on Facebook and on YouTube and Instagram and everything, man. He's like, yo, you dope. He was like, I like the way you wear your outfits, and I seen you on your hoodies or whatever. And I got, he said he got his clothing line going. Because I thought he was because the dude sounded like Ron. He sounded just like Ron. So I thought it was Ron playing a joke. The number I was like, 336 number. And so, you know, because you can ask best friend. She heard that. So I played it the voicemail. It didn't sound like him.
Oh, my God. When I tell you, all he had, he only said about three words. And I was like, what?
It sounded
just
like
Ron. I just sent Ron a text message to tell him Georgia's joke. But he didn't answer me back yet.
Exactly. So, Medusa, when I heard that, I was like, damn, Ron's playing. And then I got to listen to the damn email, the voicemail. I was like, well, damn. He said he just got out of jail. I said, Brother Ron ain't been to jail, I don't think. I said, well, I got to listen to him. He went one time walking in the park. He was like, I just got out of prison maybe 2 months ago, and I changed my life around. I started my clothing line. I got a website up. I'm gonna send you the link. Go check my website out. I'm like, man, this something ain't right with this shit. And so when he said it, I went and checked it out, and I was like, well, damn, he really, this shit is legit. And then he was like, he wanted to do some shit with my skits or whatever, me helping him do some skits for some, like, commercials and shit, and he wouldn't mind using me as one of the models for the clothing. I was like, he said, you know, you got a nice stature, like, you know what I'm saying, you stocky a little bit, and this, that, and that. I was like,
he said,
okay. So this nigga's basically been checking me out. So when he sent me the text messages and shit, he was like, yeah, man. He said, I see you be supporting the people on Facebook a lot. I was like, yeah, because one of my homeboys, like, you know what I'm saying, he shot me this link. He's a DJ, so they give him all this stuff or whatever. Shout out to Shaquem. And he sent me the link to this dude in Raleigh, so I ordered a bunch of stuff from him. Then, you know, my... African Alliance joint. Me and the dude became friends on Facebook, and then he set the site up on Facebook, and I ordered from him. Me and best friend, we don't mind shopping online. You know what I'm saying? But if your shit is legit, I support it. Like, my cousin get ready to come out with some. But you know, when he said that, you could be one of the models and blah 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 blah. I was like, okay. So I mean, I took that as a compliment. But as far as like a dude walking up on me, be like, yo, nigga, you wearing the hell out of them jeans. I'm going to beat your ass. I'm going to swing on you. He's like, nigga, what the fuck you mean I'm wearing the hell out of these damn jeans? What's wrong with you? Like, most dudes.
I think it might be the verbiage of that would get. That.
I'm just saying. It's just like, when we went, like, when we go to the day parties down here, like in summertime and shit, I always wear a dope ass t-shirt to catch somebody's eyes. So I had my Got Dre t-shirt on, and I was the only one that got the motherfucker. It was like two or three dudes in there that was named Andre, and they asked me what did I get on. They're like, yo, man, that's a dope-ass shirt you got on, blah, 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 blah. I like this shit, man. I want to order one for myself. I'm like, man, I don't want to tell these motherfuckers where to get it from, because I don't want nobody buying my shit. But I told them anyway, you know what I'm saying? Then like dudes, they'll compliment you on your t-shirt or whatever. And you're damn, like, they see some dope-ass shoes you got on. Of course, they're going to ask where you get them from and all this other bullshit. But as far as it's like, yo, man, you got some nice-ass hands, dude. You like, appreciate
nice
it.
Nice hands, man. I'm just saying,
like, what? You know how y'all females do. Y'all females don't mind saying something about another girl's damn, about another female's nails. Girl, your nails is, what are them nails? Is this, that, and that? You know what I'm saying? Y'all can do that. We can't do that.
Yeah, I feel what you're saying.
Now, if me and you beside each other, and we hear a nigga walk up to another nigga be like, yo, nigga, I like that manicure you got, nigga. Them nails is on fire. You know what I'm saying? What you gonna do? But they ain't good. What you gonna say?
First of all, anyway, we are a lot of times is dogs. Nigga, how you see that?
But if you hear that conversation and then both of them, they're not gay, they straight. But if you hear him say something about his nails or whatever, what you gonna say? What's the first word you gonna say? You say it all the time.
I say it all the time.
Yep, Boondocks. That's all I'm gonna say. The TV show, The Boondocks. You gonna hit him with that? You gonna hit him with that? Exactly. That Riley from The Boondocks. That's the first thing you gonna say.
I can't.
It's just like down here, Medisa. A lot of dudes down here, man, and I'm not the only one to notice. A lot of motherfuckers be noticing. A lot of dudes down here get their damn eyebrows arched. But they ain't gay. They get their eyebrows arched and shit. They do it. In the barbershop where I get my hair cut at. And it's an extra $20. I know three or four dudes going there and get this shit done. And they're like, yo, man, the women be loving this shit, man, when you get your eyebrows done. Nigga. No.
I'm going to need you not to.
Hell no. My eyebrows going to be women.
Listen. Okay, so listen, I used to have an ex-boyfriend who used to go, when he went to the barbershop.
I knew we was going to go there tonight.
No, listen, it's not that bad. So I used to have an ex-boyfriend who used to go to the barbershop and get his trimmed because he looked like Cookie Monster. And I was like, look,
yeah,
you know,
that's different. A trim, yeah, a trim is absolutely different. Like, if you walking around looking like Cookie Monster, Oscar the Grouch,
Cookie.
Or, you know, like that grandpa. What's that grandpa on, what's the man on, oh, my God. Look Who's Talking, I think it was, the grandpa. Remember his eyebrows? They was horrible.
Oh, God, yeah.
Get those cut down, like trim them. It's the difference between arching and trimming. It's okay to get them cleaned.
Exactly.
Up, you know?
And every time I see them dudes in the barbershop, it pisses me off. I know it's going to take me about 20 at least damn 2 or 3 hours to get in the damn chair because they got to get their eyebrows arched. Then they got to get their damn their paint done on their face for their beard to be looking thick. Like, motherfucker, you don't get some crayons and a sharpening on about your beard? Damn.
Oh, God. Y'all is a mess.
Ain't nothing worse than going to the barbershop and you got a dude in there getting their damn they paint on. They got to paint their line up. They got to do all this extra stuff, and then they doing it to try to impress the damn females, but they looking retarded, looking gay as hell.
Yeah, yeah, some stuff you just should not do. You know? You just shouldn't do.
Mm-mm. Wow.
Yeah.
Y'all stupid.
Like, I do see guys sometimes, I'll be like, oh, my God, his eyebrows are just horrible. Like, they just drive me insane. I just want to take some scissors and just go and snip, you know what I mean? Like, fix them. It's okay. It's okay to fix them.
That's
trim.
True. It's okay,
okay
for
the,
to fix them.
Trim them, but don't arch them. Just trim them. Clean them up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just clean them up.
I used to tell, I didn't mind, like, the fact that he would go get them trimmed up because when they were unruly, I was sitting there looking like, why do you have small caterpillars running across your face?
Exactly. And then it makes the person look unattractive. You walking around looking like
and
that.
Was like,
saying,
and
I can't
and
see.
He had dark hair. So it was like,
oh, my God.
Yeah.
So you look like you was about to, you look like you about to step on a plane and bomb the plane or something. Walk around looking like the Unabomber. I'm gonna need you to stop, please.
Yeah, that's it. It's ridiculous.
So, yeah, and we have people, and I made a comment on the Facebook page saying that, you know, giving a compliment to the same sex does not make you gay. Here jumps in my two best friends, Sharon and Renata. And so they having a whole ass conversation about how they poked me in my chair. So, see, and then, you know, and then if that was the case, if giving a compliment was, we all be out here in these streets sideways.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm quick to tell somebody some yes to some lipstick, some yes, your eyebrows is on fire. Like, you know what I'm saying? But I just don't get it. Like, we need to, as people, be, I'm not saying be open-minded to everything, but everything ain't bad. Like, everything is not what you think it is. Get your shit together. Do better. Be humble. I'm surprised that some. What? Y'all silly. Put your hands down. Be humble. Excuse me, like, you know, I got to talk to me. Choice down. But yes, so that was very, like that was something out there in these streets that's been going on. Let's clear this out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to, y'all know I'm playing with this, y'all know I got my little tablet or whatever, so I'm looking at the little studio from the tablet and just trying to make sure that we, make sure we ain't got no callers on here. I have to refresh it. But.
All right.
Yeah. There was something else I wanted to talk to y'all about, but I completely forgot what the fuck it was before we talked about Uncle Quincy. Oh my God. Just that damn quick. Oh goodness.
Oh boy.
It must be the angry orchard rose. It must be that because I forgot, like just that quick.
It's causing problems. Causing problems.
Well, I already caused the problem in these streets. Oh my God. It's maybe something will jog my memory at some point and bring it back to my remembrance. And then y'all know what my, if it does come back, y'all know I'm going to yell, Papa Rico.
Oh, Lord.
But,
I'm not going to do this. Just use the thing. Oh, shoot.
Before we move on to Uncle Quincy, y'all got anything else y'all want to talk about? Because we can talk about Uncle Quincy for the whole next hour, honey.
No. No, not second. No. People just need to calm
Dre,
down out here in these streets.
Dre, you want got anything you want to get off your chest?
Mm-mm. I don't even want to talk about it. I'm done.
Uh-oh.
Well, I'm going to talk about okay. Well, it's kind of general then. I remember what I was going to say now because it had something to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
How is it that single-ass people always seem to have the most issues when people ain't even in a relationship with them? Like,
oh,
let's say it's your ex-boyfriend, right? It's your ex-boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And he out there doing him, and you out here doing you and your single-ass life. But he questioning you about your single ass life. Where the fuck do you get the nerve?
Right.
I think
I'm
gonna
need you to
mean.
Sit down
like,
and have several seats and mind your own business. Have a seat,
boom,
sit down, it's none of your business. Get yourself some
none
business, bruh. Get yourself some business, okay? Okay.
Because
okay,
when I was
okay,
your business, you didn't want me.
You yeah.
Now I'm hot.
Exactly.
Now you all know me.
Right.
If I post this bum ass selfie, you're going to be jumping your ass in my inbox.
Yeah, people just annoy me with their priorities. They just screw stuff up and they get on my nerves. And I just don't like people sometimes. Just sit down.
Oh, no, I'll tell you something. I got something right quick that I got to get off my chest.
Uh-oh.
Oh, buddy.
That bum-ass Khalees. That bum-ass damn used-to-be singer Khalees. How the fuck you going to say Nas motherfucking damn $8K a month is not cutting your damn child support? You greedy bitch. That is $96K a damn year. How the fuck is $8,000? You getting a little bit over $8,000? You getting a grip a month. Are you saying that is not working for your child, because he's 10 now, or 10 or 8, and he needs more. What the fuck more do he need? You take that little damn $8K, you buy clothes, you get him to practice if he's playing a sport, and you take him to pay the doctor's bill. If you probably ain't even paying the doctor's bill, knowing more likely 9 times out of 10, he's probably paying the doctor's bill.
Yeah,
right.
If you have child support orders, he is required to have insurance on the child.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Well,
unless
the state
man,
is trifling
missed,
and they don't
this
enforce it.
This man hasn't
it.
Missed a day. He has not missed not one child support check. And you're going to sit there and have the nerve to say the damn $8K is not cutting it.
Yeah, she's just pitiful.
Oh, my God. That's 96, if I'm not mistaken. K a year. You greedy ass.
Yeah. Greece. Ugh, these people. Oh,
but they just came out of court so that they can keep the visitation stuff properly or whatever. And she's talking about moving to, I think it said Idaho. She wanted to buy a ranch or something.
Something like that. And then that's why she's saying that $8K is not worth it. You crazy. You and something is fucking wrong with you. Because your ass ain't making no more records. What the fuck?
She is a chef, and she has her own restaurants and stuff. But she wants to move out there to Idaho.
So how the hell is this 8K not working for the kid? And you got money too. What you doing with your
money?
You saving your damn money? Like, damn.
But you know what? It's based upon his income. So she can't just say up it. It's based upon his income.
Exactly. Man.
She can't do.
And I don't usually read TMZ shit because I hate them motherfuckers because they always stirring the pot. But I seen that shit and I clicked on it. I was mad about that because this whole Quincy Jones shit, they were dead ass wrong for going to damn Richard Pryor's wife and asking her, his widow or whatever, and asking her about this.
They
were dead ass wrong for that shit. And she was dead ass wrong for telling it. She shouldn't have said nothing. But continue. Go ahead.
That's wrong.
Well, that was your moment. That was you was trying to get it off your chest.
I'm just saying, females, I have been female all week this week. Females have pissed me off all week this week.
Ain't nobody pissed you off.
This shit's been going on since fucking Monday. I don't do that nitpick shit. I don't like damn somebody to sit there and pick until they piss me off. Don't damn try to start an argument with me and don't be. I can't stand with somebody to do something smart and they know it's gonna piss me off, but they still do it. Just like when I made the little post about why girls don't shoot their shot, and then I had all these grimy ass chicks in my inbox. So you just trying to get somebody to shoot, trying to get somebody in your inbox? I'm like, bitch, I just asked a question. This is my fucking page. I just wanted to know why the fuck y'all get mad when we shoot our shot. Because, you know, the little video came out with the dude when he said he went in the girl's inbox, shot a shot, and they got married and shit. The shit I posted. The other day. So, I thought that was dope. You know what I'm saying? She actually gave him a chance. And so I was like, damn, all these females be complaining about dudes in their inbox and shit, but they don't never give the dude a chance. So why the fuck, if that person is getting on your nerves, why the fuck y'all don't shoot y'all's damn shot? Because I'm quite sure y'all be seeing little niggas out here on these Facebooks and shit that y'all want to holler at, but you don't ever say shit until they get in a relationship. Then that's when you inbox and be like, oh, that's your little girlfriend. Some stupid shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
I just asked a question, man, and the motherfuckers jumped in my inbox being all grimy. Like, well, I don't want nobody. I ain't asked nobody to be in my inbox. I'm a grown ass man. If I see something I want, I'm gonna go get it.
Boom.
How about that?
Well, let me say it like this here. I ain't about to jump in nobody's goddamn inbox about nothing.
Oh, you know. You won't even damn go in there to talk business. Have me doing
You're
all the dirty work. Crazy ass.
What you mean?
We ain't gonna even have this show, because you know what I'm talking about.
Because
you thinking everybody wants your hot, bubbly sugar. Only one who wants that sugar is, you don't bring me flowers. That's the only one dying to get that bubbly sugar.
No, because
in the words of Champ Below, bubbling.
I just don't know because then there's just been some things that they said slick wise when I've seen them before, and so that's why I won't do it. No, because I don't want you to put me in the category with none of them hoes that you deal with, none of them.
Right.
And speaking of ugly rashness, what's up with your girl's hair, Jay?
Wait a minute. Hold on.
What's up with that blonde ass afro she got going on?
Shalon. You see why I get confused, Medisa?
Oh, Lord.
Because he said my homegirl, like, I know Shalon, like, she my real friend.
No, that's because you're part of the beehive.
What?
You paid to go see Beyonce. So them, that's your people. That's your people.
I shouldn't have paid my $85 to go see Beyonce. I wouldn't pay no $500, but I'd pay $85.
That's your home girl. That's your home girl. That's your family member. That's your
home girl.
That's your family. I'm about to post
them. They're my people. They might be my people. But I don't know. I saw it and I was like, okay, that's just the line. No, you know how sometimes y'all see you see something you just kind of pass it by because that's some shit that Shalonja do. Yeah, okay, whatever. Just when you see Erykah Badu post some strange shit, they was like, that's just Erykah being Erykah. You know what I'm saying? So I don't never.
That's what she does.
I don't never question it. She just like, then she just gonna do what she wanna do. She don't give a shit what y'all think. She don't care. She said, don't touch my hair. I don't care what it's like, bitch. Don't touch my hair.
Exactly.
Don't disturb my soul. Don't disturb it. So let her go be blonde. She be black next week. She be back. Crazy. It ain't gonna stick around long. Y'all know she don't keep too much hair going on with herself. Yeah. Yeah, man, please. Tell them about it. Don't surprise me none. Don't surprise me a bit at all. It won't surprise me if she be blonde and blue next week. It won't surprise me.
Right.
Because with that blonde hair, you can put any color on top of it and it brighten it up. So. Don't touch my hair. They don't understand what it means to me. Sing, yep.
Anyway, let's go ahead and get into it. I can't take it no more. Let's go ahead and talk about
it. Okay. Do it.
Okay, so this weekend,
Oh my goodness.
85-year-old Uncle Quincy, who decided to say everything. Because I know how old people are. And they say anything that come out their mouth.
And it's true.
And they ain't don't care. They don't even care.
They don't.
But Uncle Quincy had one of them moments. And Uncle Quincy came through and told everybody's truth. All over the counter, and we just sitting there just looking at it spill. And it was hot, too. It wasn't no iced tea. This was some dog on hot. Piping straight out the kettle tea. So what Uncle Quincy, where y'all want to start? You want to start? Okay, let's talk about Uncle Quincy, how he said that Michael Jackson stole songs.
He did. Well, he didn't steal them. I know a lot of them was gay to him because a lot of people that they were vote for. They didn't want to do it because they was older and they felt like them songs was for kids, for teenagers and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, for instance, a lot of people don't know, before Off the Wall, Michael Jackson had a solo album on Motown. The album cover, he had little flowers. He was in some kind of little flower park, whatever, had an afro. And the album
didn't have a pink sweater
or something like that. Yeah, something like that. So when he started working on Off the Wall, Quincy did a lot of the tracks on a lot of the beats or whatever. But PYT? That was for a Jeffrey Osborne song. And see, a lot of people didn't know that. Jeffrey Osborne, the dude that wrote it for Jeffrey Osborne. And Jeffrey Osborne was like, nah, I'm too old for that. Because, back then, Jeffrey was getting to go solo, and he had the little poke chop sideburns. He had the hole in his neck. He had a little ball spot.
Shit.
So he felt like that wouldn't have been a good song for him because it was a young song. And Billie Jean, the rumor was Billie Jean was supposed to be for him, too. But it was supposed to be for another guy. And the white guy that wrote it, Mike just basically went in there and just took it and didn't give it. He never paid that dude no royalties or nothing from what they were saying. That's why they said that I think the dude went back and sued Michael Jackson for some shit, because that's why they said Mike was basically bankrupt, because he got sued so much. The Baby Be Mine, that was supposed to have been, I think that was supposed to be another one for Jeffrey. Some of them songs, a lot of them songs from Beat It, from the Thriller album and Off the Wall album, supposed to be Jeffrey Osborne and other artists. But Thriller was supposed to be with somebody else, and they gave it to Mike. And then Billie Jean was supposed to be the Jeffrey Osborne song, too. Because Jeffrey actually, he did something to the track. I forgot who wrote it. Because, as a matter of fact, the white guy that wrote it passed away about a year or two ago. And so, you know, before I was like, Mike, just take his song. I don't believe it, but I know he used to dang on. A lot of people were giving him songs because they felt like, you know what I'm saying, they were too old to do them. But it was a rumor that he stole Diana Ross's song, the one that Quincy Jones said that he stole it. But I don't know how true that one is, though. But all the good artists have stole something from another artist. It's like Mariah Carey, she stole one of them songs, supposed to be Janet Jackson. She stole when she came out with, I think, like a second or third album. One of those songs was to be Janet, and she took it. And they have went on record and said Mariah Carey is the queen of taking somebody else's shit.
I believe it. She can tell my name.
Put a non-sounding cell.
Yeah, but you imagine, though, because you heard about how the song DMX did, right? The Stop Being Greedy joint.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Stop Being Greedy.
No, tell the story.
Okay. That was supposed to be a rock song. DMX goes in the studio, heard Sweet doing the beat, and this fool started growling. He said, "Give me that."
Mm-hmm.
And he took the song. So, you know, hey, Mike could have been in the studio and be like, "Hey, I need that.
I can't.
You ain't gonna sing it like that. I'm just saying.
Bitch, run me that song.
Run
me that song.
I just need that song, you know. It'll fit my style, you know."
Can I just say hey?
But I'm going to tell you something that Quincy Jones did trip me out on, and I thought I was the only one that ever thought this shit, though, about the Beatles. When he said that they was lazy and they was overrated. When you look at some of that footage, the only one that was doing all the work was fucking Paul McCartney. He really didn't need them. Because they didn't like, a lot of them didn't like writing it. They didn't, the one that everybody, the lead singer, Bush was his name. The one that they got killed, the one they claimed was a musical genius or whatever.
John Lennon.
They said John didn't write all of them songs. They said most of them shits was Paul's. And that's why when Paul tried to get the Beatles rights and shit, he didn't have enough money to get it. And so Mike bought it and supposed to gave it back to him. It was supposed to be like a trade. Mike was supposed to bought it for him. And then gave it back, but Mike kept them shits and was getting the royalty checks off of that motherfucker. Mike said, "Fuck you, Paul. I'm keeping this. I need this shit."
No mercy.
Okay, that Richard Pryor thing, though, man, that took me down because I did not know that Richard was gay. But if you look at the Richard Pryor show, if you ever look at that show when it came on back then, I know y'all probably was swimming in your daddy's sperm sack and all that little shit. Y'all call kids or haven't even been developed yet. But
Dre, I am young.
The Richard,
you ain't that much older.
The Richard Pryor show used to come on Channel 12, like right there right there towards the end of the '70s, right there in the mid-80s or whatever. And my pops used to look at it, but it's an interview. You can go on YouTube and look at this interview. Channel 12, they interviewed Richard Pryor and it was live. And he was high, he was drunk, he was fucked up. And so he kept saying, like, the dude was like, "So how's the movie with you and Gene Wilder, whatever, how's it doing?" And he just came out with it. "Gene Wilder is gay." He just said he was gay. He said, "I know a bunch of dudes he didn't fuck," whatever. And it was always rumored that Richard Pryor and him had a relationship, but they had both been in school or whatever. And then I remember when people used to say it back in the day when I was coming up, but I didn't believe this shit because I'm dumb. You know what I'm saying? I'm sneaking, listening to my dad's Richard Pryor records. You know what I'm saying? Like, all the movies and shit. You can tell me that motherfucker was not fucking no women, which he was, but he had a body, he was bisexual. That shit, it fucked me up, but I think TMZ was dirty, it was wrong as hell. Whoever went to his widow and asked her, and then she fucking said it like something retarded. You know what I'm saying? That fucks up everything. But now, you know, they were getting ready to do the movie. So now, you know what I'm saying, are they going to put that in the movie, or are they going to scrap the movie, you know what I'm saying, or whatever. But that shit fucked me up. But the whole Marvin Gaye thing, I knew about that shit, but I didn't know, I didn't want to face the fact that it was true, him being bisexual. But Quincy didn't say that he went over there to get it.
Hurts my heart.
Yeah, Barry Gordy went over there to get him when he was in that house. He was in a damn, it was like a big-ass apartment or some shit.
Was it a brothel?
Something like that. And it was all heroin addicts and crackheads and cokeheads and shit. And it was all of them motherfucking gay, walking around naked and shit, strung out and all that bullshit. And then they had to go over there to get him, to bring him back, because they didn't know where the fuck he was. Because he got one or two albums that was unreleased over here, and they was only released over there. And the damn album was crazy, and then he went over there to do them records, but he also got caught on to the drug life over there, too, and he was already on drugs. And it was like he was sleeping with dudes and everything and that motherfucker, but I didn't believe the shit. Because the song, just like music, is on one of them albums that was unreleased over here. But they probably released the shit by now, though. They said that's why his father, I remember when his dad killed him and shit, right? I remember she came across the news. And when they had his dad in handcuffs, he was coming out the house. He was like, he ain't got no more demons. He ain't got no more demons. I remember this part was yesterday.
Because his father was like a preacher, wasn't he?
Yeah. And,
wasn't his father
and,
like a preacher? Okay.
And you know, preachers, they don't, some of them frown on that gay shit, but you know, some of them, I ain't gonna say nothing, but you know. I'm just saying. And then there was always rumored that he was gay. And I think that's why the family didn't want that movie to come out. That's why, because they kept postponing it. They kept saying they didn't want it to come out because they didn't want to give up the rights to the music. But I don't think the producer or the director asked for the rights for the music. They just wanted him to the actor to perform the song. They didn't want the actual copyrights of the music. And I think that's why they never did that movie, because they didn't want that shit to come out.
But yeah, it's a lot of...
What? Uncle Q didn't sit there and didn't say it. So I'm like, yo, what the fuck? Because I remember my homeboy. He told us about it.
Do you feel like he feels like, you know, I'm going to get all this shit off my chest before they say anything about me?
But you remember now. When they gave him that, what was that, a Lifetime Achievement Award at the Grammys? And he came on that stage, he was rocking a pair of jeans and a white T-shirt. Remember that shit? When he did his announcement, when he did his speech, it was either, I don't think it was the BET Awards. I think it might have been the BET Awards. One of them award shows, Uncle Q got on stage. He had on some jeans, some tennis shoes, and a white T-shirt. And he was about to go in then on that damn mic because they cut the music on or something on him, and he went off. Just like, don't get me up here showing out now. Because they said he cusses a lot. They said he'd be going off. So it went.
I don't believe it.
I bet when he, because, you know, people don't like him, like, same shit like with Little Richard. They don't give him their props. Until, you know what I'm saying, once they gone, they try to give him the props. Like, Little Richard, he should have been got some kind of award or interview or something or other, you know what I'm saying, besides the movie. They should have been gave him his roses while he was here. Because, I mean, he basically invented fucking rock and roll. You know what I'm saying? And they ain't giving nothing, so... Uncle Q is like, you know what? I got all these damn albums that I done did for myself, and nobody gave me my props. All these records I done wrote for myself. Hell, I put We Are the World together. And he probably was one of them motherfuckers, and he's probably like, you know what? I'm about to spill the beans. He should have said something about that, the We Are the World, about the Prince situation. That's what he should have said. I know he threw Cindy Lauper under the bus, but he should have said something about Prince, even though he wasn't bad about Prince, but... He still should have said something about it, because a lot of people didn't know nothing about it.
Do you know about it? Cause do you know what the situation was with Prince Adisa? Because Dre likes to tell stuff and not tell the whole story.
Yeah, I was going to say, I was just about to ask, what was it? Because I sure didn't know.
See?
Prince was supposed to have been on the song, but Prince didn't want to do it because he was like, I'm not being on the damn this song, We Are the World, and all these motherfuckers on here doped up, peeled up. Because half of the singers on there was on coke and on damn alcohol and shit, and they sitting there talking about we supposed to be saying we are the world, we are the future. Like we don't want the kids going up looking up to them like y'all motherfuckers a drug addict. What the fuck?
Right.
So Quincy wanted him on the track, he didn't want to do it. And he said, well, I do the beat, Prince, and Quincy was like, no, I want you to sing. He was like, nope. Then he said, well, I just be in the video and I won't say nothing. I just be standing back there, you know, rocking back and forth, whatever. And he was like, no, I want you to sing on the track. He's like, no, I'm not doing it. So he went and do it, and then he said, okay, I tell you what, I put out my own song, and it'll be on the B-side. And Quincy Jones was like, no, I want you to be on this on the album. He wouldn't do it. So when you see that footage of him on stage, where they were performing, and Quincy Jones kept trying to put the microphone in Prince's face to get him to sing, and then Prince took the damn blow pop out of his mouth and put it in his face.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, no, I'm not singing. So Prince's after song to We Are the World was Pop Life.
Mm.
And so that's why he say when you hear the song Pop Life, what's the matter with your life? And he said, what you putting up your nose, all this shit? He was basically dissing them.
Yeah. Prince was something else, boy.
He was basically dissing him, and so that's why
that
he was.
Jehovah's Witness.
If you look at it, he was one of the biggest names that was not on the track.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Let's say this. What do y'all think about? What do you think about Justin Timberlake in this hologram? Now, I know he didn't use the hologram. He used the, like, video footage of Prince.
I don't know which part of the experiment they said it was mad.
Still feel that that's disrespectful because he didn't, if he didn't want a hologram, he didn't want the image of him, like the likeness of him, you know what I mean? Even I heard that Lee said that her and Prince had a conversation about that, and he said he didn't want anything like that because he felt like it was demonic in nature.
He was thinking about the hologram thing. Ever since Dr. Dre came out with that shit, with the Tupac shit, I think it's dope for like, the hip-hop shit. I didn't like it when they did the Michael Jackson shit because I didn't like it when they did the Michael Jackson joint. And then when they was planning on doing the Whitney Houston hologram tour, you remember when that shit was, they were talking about doing that shit?
Yeah.
It was like a year after she died. I was like, man, come on now. And then when the hell...
The world ain't ready for all that stuff.
Her. Exactly, and so with to me, I don't fact that they were going to use the hologram. I don't like the fact that he even played the song. What he should have did was, to me, instead of like dropping the thing down or whatever, he should have just like, because I know it was in Minnesota. In Minnesota, they love Prince up there. I think the family should have just let Justin sing the song or just let the song play and then show the little thing on the outside.
The symbol. He
could have
put the
symbol
up.
That would have been dope. But when they dropped that thing, I knew people were going to start fucking with it. And no sooner than the damn performance was over, Black Twitter went dead in. And the first thing you seen was Dave Chappelle on the damn thing when he was doing Prince. Like, that meme was everywhere. And I knew the shit was going to go crazy.
That's crazy. This shit's crazy. Y'all, it's just a mess. It's just madness.
So how do you feel about Uncle Q, Jay?
I'm out here laughing at old people. That's what I'm out here doing. I get sick with old people. He's just like my neighbor who's 85. Say whatever she want to say. Because if she tells me I look like I'm wasting away one more time.
I like the fact that the industry was full of shit.
Yeah, we all
it
know
really
it. Is.
It is.
I just feel like
people got
to sell their soul to be in the industry nowadays. You know what I'm saying? There's no just being true to yourself, you know?
And the artists that are true to themselves, they don't get too far.
Mm-mm.
No.
Or whatever.
They're the ones that don't sell out. Or they'll be the ones that get fucked over.
What hit what? The messed up contract be broke after they didn't, you know. It's just crazy. It's just horrible.
Yeah, I agree. And I think that he... I think he's just trying to get shit off his chest. Like, now, there was one point where somebody was like, well, why he ain't talk about Tevin Campbell? So, y'all know
well,
Tevin
did.
Campbell ain't
he
been
did.
Mentioned.
He did.
You read, you saw the whole interview?
I read the whole thing. Because once I seen the link, and then you got to click on it, and then you, like, the little shit that they had, you had to skim over it. But once you hit the here part, the whole fucking damn thing popped up, and he said... They asked him about Tevin Campbell, and he said to him, Tevin Campbell and what's his damn name? The dude that sung on the Secret Garden, James Ingram. He said them two should get praised more than what people giving him, because he was like, man, they had hit after hit. Then if you go back there and you sit there and you really think about it. Tevin Campbell's first two albums was like major.
Bang.
And then when even the third one was nice. Even though Prince wrote the hell out of the third one, but that shit was hot. That shit was hot. The one that had Break It Down and all that bullshit on it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Tevin Campbell was in wasn't he in Pretty Bitch?
Yep, he was. That's where he
went round and round. Yeah,
I know my
Kevin Campbell. And then he owned the Fresh Prince, and then he was in another movie too, doing something. I can't remember what it was, but yeah, Kevin should get more props than what it is. That's why when they say he got strung out on coke and all this other shit, he didn't say nothing about getting strung out on coke. He said he was just strung out on weed and he said something about sex or whatever, but I don't know if all that bullshit was going on. If you go back and listen, he had some monster hits, yo. And Quincy was right with that one. James Ingram had some shit too. He had some heat too. And then on top of that, James did a lot of writing that he don't get props for. And that's why I don't like when people die and they pass away, then they want to get them their roses and they talk about the songs that they wrote, like Kashif and all that shit. Because when Kashif died, he got, like, major props for songs that he wrote that a lot of people didn't do. That's why every time me and Best Friend go see Babyface and he perform all the songs that he wrote, I like that shit. Because he let motherfuckers know, like, hey, if it wasn't for me, these tracks wouldn't be out here. And it's the same shit with Smokey Robinson. Because Smokey Robinson,
when he
if it wasn't
off
for Smokey,
running and taking off his shirt, that doggone Babyface.
Yeah. And just like I said about Smokey.
You know he's from my hometown. Yes, he is, honey. Naptown, yes, he is. Okay.
And that's why I said they should give people their props while they're here. Because it's like Smokey. If it wasn't for Smokey, there wouldn't be no damn Motown.
Oh, hell no. Yeah.
Yeah, it's very different. But what I was gonna say about Tevin Campbell, he was like, he said in his, because, you know, Twitter was like, well, what about Tevin Campbell? What about Tevin Campbell? So now his Twitter is blowing up. He was like, why is he mentioning me? Like, you know how you'd be so off the grid?
Mm-hmm.
You'd be like, why are you mentioning me? What? Why? And Tevin Campbell was
cause
like,
because they basically, they want to know if Tevin Campbell was gay. Everybody
that's
wants to know.
That's
all it is. That's all it is. And I always said, I never thought, just because he had a high-pitched voice or whatever, I ain't never think he was damn gay. I always thought he
me
was
either.
A cool-ass motherfucker.
Tevin Campbell was
going to
be
back.
My boyfriend. Y'all just don't know. He was going to be my boyfriend when I was little. Because I was in middle school, and I was sitting there singing all, can we talk? Y'all had it last week, can we talk?
Girl, that
I mean,
was it. That song to this day, that song still bangs to this day.
Download it next week. But yeah, like, and he was like,
was
why are you people in my?
My shit was goodbye.
Oh, that shit was. Oh my goodness, that was the anthem.
Yeah, but that was the goodbye and damn break it down. I mean, I like his version of Break It Down, but I really love Prince's version of it. And they never put this shit on iTunes because Prince killed that shit. Then he just gave the song to Tevin. So, you know, that shit was dope. But goodbye, when he had,
was Ashley Banks in that video? Yeah. And then there was a boyfriend for some time.
Ashley was in that damn video. I bet Uncle Phil was hot about that one. Well, that song right there, come on, that was my shit. Goodbye.
Yes.
Y'all love me.
Great. Yep. It's just
I think that is so dope, man.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
And he was
acting
they was acting that's an ugly shape. Sorry, I was looking at a swimsuit online. I apologize. But yeah, and I said that's an ugly shape. I wish y'all to see these swimsuits. I'm like, oh, wait a minute. I might get that one though. What's this mean? Oh, I'm multitasking. Don't judge me. It says West Coast.
Come on,
with the back of it looks like.
What you got to do?
But I just want Uncle Quincy to sit and get somewhere and side his ass down.
Yeah.
Who?
Sit down.
Get somewhere and side his ass down. What is going on with these shapes of these people on this? Ugh. I'm confused about these shapes on this website. But yeah, because what was it, the week before, he got 22 girlfriends in different places. Like, what, sir?
Whoever this is that said Khalees need to get in there and whip up some more milkshake, oh, God, that is hilarious.
That's Shantaz. He's from out of Memphis.
Oh,
he's doing what he do. He's a comedian.
Oh, shit. That's exactly what I was sitting there thinking when I first read that shit the other day. She needed to make some more milkshakes or something, or her milkshake done went 4-1.
Okay.
Maybe her ice cream machine broke like at McDonald's.
I just did.
Okay, there's always.
Oh God.
Her ice cream machine broke. She can't make no milkshake. Her ice cream machine down.
All that money at the Cordon Bleu, and you can't even make a motherfucking milkshake.
Exactly. You can't even make a damn milkshake. Your milkshake machine down. Get the fuck out of here.
Okay. Oh, God, that's funny. That's funny. Funny. But yeah,
Lord.
It's just That's funny.
That's what that move. Excuse me, I
didn't
mean to
go on. Lord, did you talk about yawn on there?
Oh, man, I've been yawning like three times while I've been sitting here.
I swear, I don't know what is going on.
I'm motherfucking tired. Oh, my God. Oh, God, I'm tired. I'm so motherfucking tired.
You stopped me in the middle of what I was about to say now and I forgot.
Oh, shameless plug. So, Cocktails and Combos, new episode is up on YouTube. Make sure you go like it. The link's all over my page. That's the only thing I wanted to say. I'm tired. Y'all, this has been long. Like, I'm legit as music dad. So, like,
I know,
I've been working like a Hebrew slave.
Yeah.
For Hebrew slave money. But that's another thing I was about to tell y'all. I'm scrolling to look for something else. Okay, so let me ask y'all this about like how y'all feel about Netflix. Why is Netflix always trying to revamp something? I'm sitting here seeing something now. You remember Sabrina the Teenage Witch series? The human version, not the cartoon version.
Wow. Well, what's her name? Melissa Joan Hart or whatever her name.
Joan Hart. Yeah. Tell me why they, Netflix is bringing back a new series with Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Shut up. Stop Netflix. Just sit down, please.
Yeah. So, Yeah.
It gets on my nerves.
Like, as we determined last week, we weren't going to boycott no goddamn Netflix. No way.
I ain't never going to boycott them, honey.
I watched Netflix last night. I was watching To Wong Fu. Thank you, Julie Newmar, for everything. With them ugly. Y'all, I swear, for Moses, that Wesley Snipes is an ugly man. And he is an ugly one.
Okay, and I promise, I'm sorry. I'm just going to apologize right now. I have a problem with him because I swear that him and Sheryl Underwood is like, they was like separated at birth. They are like,
I hate you. Stop talking to me. I hate your life. You make me sick.
I'm sorry, Sheryl. I'm sorry, girl. But you and Wesley, honey, y'all look like,
not twins. Separated at birth. That girl said.
I apologize. I'm going to screenshot a picture. I'm going to put them side by side, and that's all I'm going to do, and I'm not going to say anything else. That's all I'm going to say.
I didn't know what to tell the world. Have you seen those twins that with these scary-looking eyes and people look like they're so handsome, but then they catch the world?
Oh, my God. That shit is getting on my nerves, too.
You ain't got no nerves. All your nerves.
I'm just saying.
That's
on my nerves. But no, because the part that pissed me off, you sitting there drooling over these damn little young ass dudes. Like, I haven't seen grown ass women posting them little fuckers on their damn thing. You sitting there drooling over these little mixed ass damn chaps. Then got the nerve to ask what a damn strong black man at. Y'all keep choosing these mixed breeds over us, knowing damn well the motherfuckers out damn crazy.
Oh, the damn God, that sounds personal.
I'm just saying, if it was us posting a mixed chick or a beautiful chick like that, or we'd be all types of old socks and all this other bullshit. The fuck out of here. Them little bitty-ass boys, they probably ain't even good in their 20s yet. And they drooling over like they ain't never seen no damn twins before because they got vampire eyes. What the fuck? It just like this shit reminds me when they were drooling over that dumbass nigga that was in jail and everybody was down there talking about
oh, yeah, with the pretty eyes.
This, that, and the
yeah.
third. The fuck, man?
I'm
old and damn light skin and good hair don't make the fucking heart, man.
It sure don't. You absolutely
right.
With I
them
agree.
Motherfuckers, y'all think, oh, they look good. This, that, and the third. And most of you get home, you walk in them motherfuckers, this
man,
like, this is a sandwich, bitch. Bitch, you
from
these bitches. You have to call me all out the name.
All light skin men is fine. That must ain't ugly.
I'm just saying, them motherfuckers probably call y'all out the name.
What
and
you like
that thing.
Yeah.
Mm.
I agree.
That dog on Trey is hot like fire. You hear what I tell you?
Hot like fish grease.
Mm, girl, you can fry that nigga up at this point.
I'm telling you.
You can fry that nigga up. Oh, get out this inbox now, Medisa. Get out of it. Because I sat there and I watched the Wong Fu. Thank you, Julie Newmore. And honey. I laughed at that thing. I can't. I cannot.
And I'm gonna tell you something
as
else that got on my nerves. Too.
Oh,
I'm gonna tell you something else. No, because this shit right here is personal. Okay.
Oh,
I hate when Facebook, when I be posting my videos and it got a little music in it, these motherfuckers damn won't let me post my shit on Facebook. Oh, you got musical content in it. Oh, you got shit in it. Something. But you got this one video that I seen the other day. You got a press on it. It's a picture. But you got to press on it, and then it'll play. This little girl got on a bikini, a little young chick, right? Once you press the damn thing and it plays, this little bitch is shitting in a damn ice cream cone, and these little fucking nasty-ass kids is eating the shit in the ice cream cone on the video.
Why are we talking about this?
Did you let that shit play? But you damn sit there and bitch about everybody with these damn, oh, you don't own the right to the music. Until the fucking artists start complaining about that shit on Facebook, look at these motherfuckers along with the damn video post, man. Damn. Sorry. Motherfuckers getting killed on live feed and all this other bullshit. And you let that shit be showed 1,000 goddamn times a damn day. And then you sit there, when we do post videos, you take the other videos off. Did nobody ask you to take our videos off?
Right. They think
Mark,
Facebook is out to get you.
Fuck ass.
Oh, God. I couldn't even share this shit.
Send it to motherfuckers I wanted to. I was like, man, if I send them this shit to try to damn prove a point so I can show it to them, you know what I'm saying, just to try to prove a point, niggas gonna think I'm weird. They're gonna think I'm into eating shit. And I just sat there, and every time I seen it, I was pulling the fuck out of there yesterday. I wanted to send that shit to people's inbox so I could be like, yo, you see this shit right here? This is the shit I be talking about. But motherfuckers, we talk about damn, you don't own the right to the video or whatever, to the music that's playing and shit, and all this other bullshit. Man, fuck all that.
Is you mad, bro?
I mean, somebody done pissed all in his cone this week.
Okay.
I'm just saying, man.
I
that's
mean,
irritating,
they just, instead of pouring milk, they just pissed all in. I mean, this brother is hot like hot. Like fire. What in the world, God? I cannot. First it was light-skinned women. Now it's light-skinned men. Now it's shitting in the car. What the fuck is your life about? No more drinking whatever you drinking on. You need to drink some light.
No,
but
you
shit is just pissing me off, man. She's making me mad, yo. This shit, she irks my nerves, man. It might be the fact that I'm getting a little older, man, but I can't stand that shit, yo.
Oh, Lord, please, Quincy Jones, don't do it. He about to start coming for people. Right. Please don't do it, brother. Uncle Dre, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Please don't do it. I can't protect you in the nursing home. I can't. Okay.
Oh God. Ooh, I can't.
Okay, buddy. I can't
do it. Like, when I get ready to put you in the nursing home, I want you to go make friends and be nice to people. I don't want to call them and tell them, I'm gonna get him. No, ma'am, I'm not coming to get him. I put him in there for a reason.
Okay.
Because I'm going to put you in there. And then you're going to be probably telling all the bitches.
To touch on Medusa's shit, though, about Wesley and Cheryl, that's an old joke, man. We say that shit back in the day when he did that dumbass movie.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I watched last night, to Wong Fu. Thank you, Julie Newmar, for everything.
But
I
like her.
I don't know everything. I like Cheryl. She's cool
people.
That's why I said I was sorry. I love her. That's why I said I was sorry. I apologize. Cheryl, mm-hmm. I love you, girl. You know, because I don't, you know. I know all about you.
I can't wait she come back to A&T. When she does, I think she'll be down here the next week or week after next, some shit. For the little party they supposed to be throwing or whatever.
Well, I'm sorry. What mm-hmm. party?
They just announced it today on the radio. Something to her while I was over.
I heard nobody's radio nothing today.
Well, I know you've been talking to the crazy little white people all day. We know.
Man, listen, I had one today. Y'all, I didn't understand shit she was saying.
Let me tell you about this foolishness at my job, honey. We didn't been back. They didn't have those had to get on the phones because it's been crazy because we shut down for a whole week because we converted to a new system. And I'm so sick of talking to people. I'm so sick of people yelling and being rude. You know what? I just feel like you calling the place, you know what I mean? I'm just the person that work here. I don't own the fucking company. I can't make the company do mm-hmm. something. It's not my fault this shit is messed up. You know what I mean? Why are you calling me going in on me? And I understand people are like, well, somebody just wants to, they just want to have somebody to be frustrated with. But I'm a human being. You're not going to keep talking to me like I'm not a human. Like, and I feel some kind of way about that. I just feel like I'm a consumer just like these damn people. I get it. You know what I mean? But I'm not going to call and tear the person that's on the phone a new asshole. You know what I mean? Because I'm feeling some kind of way about what's going on with this company. You know what I mean? Yeah, you're frustrated, but I'm not the person that you take it out on. File a fucking complaint. Write a letter to the CEO. You know, you understand what I'm saying? And I understand that people say, oh, they're not mad at you. They're mad at the situation. But that doesn't give them the right to talk to people like that.
And the person who's saying they're not mad at you, they're mad at the situation, is not on the goddamn phone.
Absolutely.
All the
time.
People calling you out your name.
That's why, man. I'm so glad.
This
I don't
man
want to
told me
like
today.
I just fired my first day.
He's like this, that, and the other, and I'm just like, too much. Like, it's to the point where I'm just like, I'm so over it. You know what I mean? And I'm just like, I can be nice, and I'll be nice to people, but it's just like, I was about to hang up on this man. I just wanted to hang up on it. Because you're not great to keep talking to me like I ain't shit. You know what I mean? But if I hang up, I'm going to be somewhere fired.
I get so quiet. They be like, you still there? I'm still here. I'm listening to you.
And my thing is, you acting a fool and you talking like you ain't got no sense. How is this going to solve your issue? Because my thing is, I'm more apt to bend over backwards and try to do something to fix the situation than what I can. I'm more than willing to go above and beyond if you're talking to me like you got some sense. But if you're talking shit to me, I'm just going to be like, whatever. You just, I mean, I'm not doing anything. I know that's wrong in somebody's eyes, but no. You know, you, girl, I'm so over people. I just want people to be more respectful. And maybe that's my character flaw as a person, because I'm always treating people like I want to be treated. You know what I mean? I'm remembering that it's not the person. You know what I mean? It's the powers that be. So maybe that's my character flaw, and I have lived in, you know, this la-la land and look at the world through rose-colored glasses or something like that. I don't know, but these motherfuckers have got on my nerves. And that's all I'm going to say about that, and I'm done. End of my rant. Okay, I'm back.
Girl, you ain't said nothing at all. I understand.
Exactly.
Wholeheartedly. I understand wholeheartedly. I be wanting to jump through the phone. And then you met. And see, we work in the same industry, but different parts of it. So it's like, I be like, look, if you pay your damn bill, you wouldn't have this problem. But okay. But I can't say that. And most days I really want to. But it's to the point, like, I'm with you where, like, if you talk to me like you got good, we're going to get this taken care of. It won't be no problem, no nothing. That's it. End the conversation. But if you get on this goddamn phone, like, my thing is this. You come on the phone cussing. I ain't even said my goddamn name yet. And you say you cussing like you ain't got good since God gave a fly.
Yep.
And then what irritates me, and I don't know if you have to hear this too, but you know, I come on the phone line and I'm trying to help you, and they're like, well, I want to talk to somebody. The fuck do you think I am? A computer?
Right.
I'm a somebody. And I'm like,
or when they tell you, or when they tell you, I need to speak to somebody who knows what they're talking about. Bitch, I do know what I'm talking about. You just don't like the answer that I gave you.
You don't like the answer.
Or,
and it's not one change.
Right. Or when they say, I've been on hold for X amount of minutes, and so you sit on hold to tell me that you had an attitude about being on hold? Really?
And
you don't complain?
And see, that's why I get on Dre sometimes. Because I'm like, you can't go off on them people, because them people are there to try to help you. And if you go off on them, guess what they can do? Not help you.
I was going to go off on one today, but I just chilled. I just kept hitting the button. I didn't want to talk to them no more. I just kept hitting the button, trying to leave them and shit. So they ain't got them. They can't
wait a minute. Wait a minute.
They can't
hitting
own
the button on the phone. Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
He wouldn't let me talk. Like, he comes on, and he was like, because they sent me a new card in the mail from my credit union. And so I activated it, right? And then I was just calling to check to make sure it was activated, because I called the other number that was on there. It kept saying it wasn't activated. So when he got on the phone, he was like, such. I can help you. And I was like, yes, I'm calling to see if my card is activated, because it says it's activated, but it's saying that it's not. When I call the number, it's saying it's activated, but then when I try to call to check my account, it says that this card was not activated. Well, you must be doing something wrong. And I was like, okay. And so I let it ride. And then he said, hold on a minute. And so when he said, hold on a minute, I said, okay. He comes back. And this is what he said. I'm not making this up. This is the credit union, because I started to put my shoes on and walk down the hill. Because I had to call to the one that's down the hill from my house. And I started to walk down there and flip the dang on the door at the desk. So he said, are you sure you're doing it right? Are you sure that you're listening to the number? I was like, dude. Yeah, I'm sure I'm doing it right. I know what I'm doing. And then he just kept popping off on the dang on the phone, just being smart. So I just kept doing this number right here. I kept hitting the number one. And then he was like, sir, I kept hitting the number one. And then he finally hung up. And then when I called back, I talked to the desk, and the lady, she was like, he asked me, there's no, she was very helpful or whatever. And so I said, I called on it earlier, and some guy got on the phone. He had a nasty attitude. She said, sir, you're not the first one to complain about it. They've been complaining about him all day. He's been in an ill mood all day. And I'm like, why the hell y'all got this woman still working? He's been in an ill mood.
Wow, yeah. You should have let him have it. You know what I'm saying? When people acting like that,
it's not a day to die. I was in a good mood because, you know, I'm still pumped up about this situation I got going on because this dude want to do business with me. Like, this shit really got me pumped up. And then I got another person that says that she got a venue that she rents out, and if I get a team together, I come in and do a show, like a stand-up show.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, yo, you know what I'm saying? Like, this shit is really, like, you know what I'm saying? It's like she just hit me up with this shit early today. And I'm like, yo, this is popping off for me, you know what I'm saying? I'm in a good mood. I done walked downtown with my earphones on. I'm singing, making my way downtown, walking. I'm in a good mood all day.
I'm done.
Then they
come
in,
and
then
I'm
trying to get my card on to hit this asshole because I'm trying to piss me off. I'm like, no. And then I'm trying my best not to get mad. And then a little birdie told me something that they seen on Facebook about another little situation that I got going on, and that shit just set me off today. My blood been on 1,200. I'm like some bacon right now. When that motherfucker cooking and that little damn grease popping, I'm popping. My grease is popping all over the goddamn place. So it's death.
Oh my
That's
God.
The one I got, sir. You get around me, you better walk lightly like it's about to get some cracked ice and you about to fall in the lake. Do you not want these problems? I've been listening to Lil Scrappy all day, too. We don't want the problems.
Girl.
I'm not slap everybody.
Girl. He cussed me out yesterday.
I had my bedroom shoes on when I got here, too. So when he was popping off of the mouth, I'm trying to let my feet relax because my feet were swole. I had to put my shoes on and walk down that hill and drop kick this dude with two fat feet. With
two
fat feet. My feet swole, and I was going to drop kick the shit out that dude, yo.
Oh, my God.
Like, nigga, you don't know me. You don't know my situation. You don't know my problem. I'm sitting over this motherfucker with field problems and shit. I'm stressed the fuck out. Don't know what the hell going on. I'll kill everybody in the damn credit union.
Oh, God. Please don't say that out loud.
I'm just saying. This shit just had my blood about. You want to slap everybody twice. They're like that little, that little video clip of that white man smacking everybody in that damn cookout.
No, when he came to work and smacking people like.
yeah, that little bit damn white man was at that cookout slapping the shit out of them little kids. Come on.
Oh, no, I thought you were talking about the one where he was like, I'm going to work, and the man was like, I think it was from,
he was getting off the train.
No, not that one. I think it was from that show that used to come on Scrubs. And the guy was like the doctor, like the older white dude, that doctor guy. And he was walking in there.
Oh, yeah. I seen that one, too. Yeah, I was talking
like,
about the one I posted yesterday. It was basically like, it was something about the Cavaliers, about LeBron. And when I posted it, it's the same little meme, that little white dude just be slapping the shit out of everybody that they cook out. And that's how I felt like doing was going down there. I'm trying to get my damn car activated, and I'm being nice about the situation because best friend said, always be nice and be courteous, even to the people that are fixing your food. And I be trying not to shine. But
you have to realize, and when you talk to people, like, it's bad enough our days are already hard. It's what makes them hard, because we deal with a whole lot of stuff from the background of that, too. when the people start calling in and saying ridiculous shit and calling you out your name and
yes.
doing this
oh
and doing that, you want to say, look, listen, you ain't got to. I know I said, like, you ain't got to act like this. You
mm-hmm.
can calm down. I know you may be frustrated about your situation, but I'm here to only try to help you. You ain't got to talk to me
mm-hmm.
like I'm a dog. You ain't
mm-hmm.
got to call me out my name. I'm
That's
here to
the
help
thing.
You.
We already got to live with the bullshit-ass politics of being in the fucking office and the shit that goes on that we
right.
don't like. You know what I mean? And then have to have
yeah.
somebody call
and
in and just act like.
You always got that one person who's so pro-company.
Oh, my God. Don't get me started.
There's nothing that the company can ever do wrong.
And the problem is the company's dropping the fucking ball left and right, and that's why these motherfuckers are calling acting a fool.
Exactly. Well, guys, we've reached 12 o'clock.
Oh, wow. Already?
Yeah, thanks, everybody. Yeah, it's 12:06.
Oh,
yep. Oh, yeah. That went by fast.
Yeah, we had a good time. We had a good time. Good time. Happy time. Time flies when you are having a good time. And we've talked about Dre got to get off his head.
I can't right now.
Yep. Yeah. And Dre got some shit off his chest.
Hooray!
Yeah. So hopefully he feels better in these streets. So we are going to be back here come next week, same time, same place, different shenanigans as we boycott
mm-hmm.
the whole next week of Valentine's Day. So that's what we're
doing.
We
boycotting
everybody.
It's un-Valentine's Day.
Hello, my loves. We are boycotting
Valentine's Day.
Hello, my loves. We are boycotting Valentine's Day today.
No more candy hearts, candy coated hearts, and chocolate covered strawberries.
Oh, God. Y'all are terrible.
And flowers and all of that. No need to send.
Oh, Lord.
Hey, yeah, you bought that on yourself. You shouldn't have damn said it.
You don't bring flowers.
Get off this phone, man. I'm sick of you.
What I do? You don't bring me flowers, all I'm bringing. You don't bring me flowers.
Oh, Lord.
But you send me a nice big check in the mail.
I can't. I'm done.
It wasn't a check. It was cash.
It was Western Union. Tough ain't even worked a damn 24 hours. She done got a damn check for 40 hours this week. And it ain't even working. Ain't this some bullshit? Ain't this one, but I'm sitting here struggling. I'm about to fire all my damn chicks. I'm about to fire everybody. I'm running down one office and clean out them. I'm about to trade every goddamn body. I'm jealous. She getting 200 change strong weekly. And then she getting a straight 40-hour check. Ain't even did that. I'm sitting at this motherfucker struggling. Sorry, I'm gonna trade it. I'm about to trade my whole roster. This is bullshit. I'm hating.
Don't be down with the swirl.
Go ahead, cue the little white woman up. Today's show is
FarmersOnly.com. You'll find somebody start sending you a couple of hundred.
Did you
send
this from my show? Did you just do the commercial? That's what I
want to know. So this has been the code. We want to thank everybody.
This has been the code.
We appreciate those who hung out with us and made comments on the post or whatnot.
Her name is Becca. That's her name. Her name is Becca. Her name's Becca. She's coming on to tell us the show is over.
So please make sure you check us out next week, same time, same place. Different shenanigans here on The Code. And also, since you are wonderful in every way, I want you to please check out Cocktails and Combos on YouTube. Please make sure you subscribe. Hit the bell button so you can be the first one to see the episodes when they post. This weekend, what are we going to be doing? I'm going to be all over the place. I have to go into the studio. We have a recording session, so yeah. Yeah. That's what So, Madisa, let me ask you this while we're on the phone line together. Have you watched the episode?
No, that's my plan for tomorrow.
Please, when you get a chance, when you do look at it, girl, hit me up after so we can talk about it. So that
We'll do.
Thank you everybody so much for hanging out. We'll see you next week.
Bye, y'all. Have a good weekend.
Bye-bye.
I can't finish.
Ignorant, just in every way. How you ignorant in every way? Just ignorant. Why won't the studio come back up on my phone, on my tablet? Okay. Good night, people.
Good night, y'all.